what we have to understand is that everybody that's making a commitment to Satan and that's getting into these packs and allowing what I believe to be some of Satan's children to talk them into these things, some of these higher up people, it doesn't mean that it's over for them. But the sacrifice that they're going to have to make in order to come out of that, that's the thing they struggle with. Because when God says, listen, you got to leave all that behind. If that's what he says, that power, that notoriety, you know, that pride, you know, when you're coming in and everybody's calling out your name, when God says, no, you got to let them know you ain't all that, right? Like, it ain't all about you. That's going to be a hard thing for somebody to give up, even maybe over the money, right? So, hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to the In the Word podcast with your boy Trevor Pope. Pray that all of you guys are doing well out there. I know some of you may have clicked on this video because you saw the thumbnail, what is going on with Kanye West, or you may have saw the title and wanted to know what it is that I'm going to be talking about today. It might have piqued your interest seeing that, because maybe there's some things you've seen going on with Kanye West. Maybe you're a Kanye West fan. Maybe you're somebody that's saved and that's concerned about where Kanye West is and some of the things that he's doing, because we know that, you know, a few years back, he talked about how the Lord had touched his life, how he had gave the Lord his life. So I wanted to talk about something. And before I get into what I want to talk about, I just want to just let you know how I got to this point and how I got to this topic and the reason for me making this video. Not too long ago, a friend of mine sent me a text and was just asking, did I see some of the things that was going on with Kanye, like some of his artwork, some of the videos that he was making, you know, some of the really dark images, you know, demonic type images, and I hadn't seen it. So I went and checked it out. And as I was checking it out, obviously other things was popping up. And I'm not like a Kanye West follower, like follow his pages or his YouTube channel and stuff like that. Definitely liked his music back in the days, but I don't really follow too many celebrities, period. So I don't really follow them. Sometimes if something pop up on Twitter or YouTube or something, I may watch it depending on if it's something that I feel like I would be interested in. But I did know that there was a lot going on with him, because like I said, sometimes when you're on these platforms, stuff pop up. Like I saw him with the lady he's married to now. You know, I think he was like dressed in all black with some type of mask or something on he had on. And she was like in a clear see-through dress and naked under it. And they had her blurred out and stuff like that. So I know he's been doing a lot of wild stuff as of late. But not only that, but the last few years I've run across things that he's done that's been pretty wild and crazy. So when I started to see these images and I saw one of the videos one of my friends was talking about, I said, you know what? It's time to make this video. And I had made a video about Kanye some years ago. And that's why I said it's time to make this video, because the original video that I made, I don't know if you guys remember, but he started doing Sunday services. I think it was around 2019, 2020. And when he started making those videos, once again, I wasn't really privy to it because I wasn't really keeping up with it. But I started hearing people talk about it. People started sending me the videos like, what do you think about Kanye doing these services and him talking about he's saved? Look at what he's selling at the services. The merch is this expensive and it feels like it's exploiting the Lord and stuff like that. So, you know, I started digging into the videos, watched one or two of the Sunday services, and I decided to make a video because of it. And the video that I made a few years ago was, is Kanye West saved? And I want you to understand why I made this video. I didn't make it to prove whether he was or he wasn't. I made the video because it was a huge debate around it. I saw a lot of back and forth in the comments, people that are saved arguing back and forth about whether he was saved and whether he was not. And what I wanted to do was I wanted to make a video on how, you know, what ways we can handle this whole situation with Kanye, because we know he's a celebrity. We know that he's going to get this huge buzz because of it, because now he's talking about Jesus. Now he's having these services. And I made the video and I started sharing, like, listen, it's not about us trying to figure out whether he's saved or not, right? Because even with me making that video, my conclusion of the whole matter is, at the time, is I don't know if he's saved or not, right? I can only go by what it is that he said. He said he, you know, accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. We see him running around doing these services, even though there's little things we see that we don't quite agree with. But that goes with all of us that was saved and in our early points of salvation, right? Like I shared with you guys a year ago, my Father's Day testimony, where I told you guys the first year I was in church, and that was the second year that I was saved because I got saved in prison. But the second year that I was in church, which was my second year being saved, because I got saved a year, the last year of me doing jail time, right? I had been in and out of jail my young adult life. So the last time that I did time, which was 13 and a half months, was the time I gave the Lord my life. So when I got out of there, I started going to a church in 2002. That was 2001 to 2002. I get out. Now I'm going to this church, and like a year later, I find myself arrested, right? And I shared that Father's Day testimony with you guys not too long ago. And I was just talking about some of the things that I struggled with early on, being saved, you know, being in church, having been in church, you know, on a consistent basis like that. Like my mother would bring me here and there, but I never was like a church goer, especially in my 20s, you know, running around, running the streets in my teens. So I said all that to say this. I wanted people to understand that, listen, when somebody makes a confession of faith or say that they did, we got to give them the benefit of the doubt like we do anybody else, right? The same way people gave me the benefit of the doubt, those that did give me the benefit of the doubt, because maybe there were some that was waiting and watching to see if I fell. But at the end of the day, I gave the Lord my life, and now I'm in his hands. I got to allow him to have his way. But that's the key. I got to allow him to have his way. I got to, you know, listen to what his words say and make sure that I'm walking in that word, making sure that I'm doing the things that he's telling me to do to draw closer to him, right? And that's how I got in the situation that I was in when I had got arrested that first year being in the church, because I was hanging in an area that I wasn't ready to hang in yet, right? That I wasn't clearly delivered from or had the strength to be in. So when I looked at, you know, Kanye's situation and him saying that, I'm like, listen, y'all, let's just pray for him and give him the benefit of the doubt. And you had people bringing up his past. Oh, he said he sold his soul. And we know that's not even biblical. And we're not even going to get into that right now. We're not saying that there isn't rituals and all of these different things going on. But selling your soul is not even biblical. And it's a reason why you got to be real careful with even using that term or even feeding into that. I know that's what they're saying, and I'm sure that's what somebody told them, but remember who Satan is. Satan is the father of lies. So I'm just going to give you this little tidbit because I don't want to dig into that yet. I want to do that on a whole nother episode dealing with the whole selling your soul thing. Satan is the father of lies. If he can convince you that, listen, once you do this, whatever it is that I'm getting ready to ask you to do, once you do this, that you're done for the rest of your life, there's no going back, there's no accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, guess what? That's what he's going to do. But we know that that's not true because we have many testimonies of people that were in cults, people that were devil worshipers. I'm not even going to get into it, but you know, people was talking about him saying that. People was talking about the things that he did in the past, you know, like there was no hope for him. And I was sharing with them 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, where it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And, you know, the importance of not holding old things that somebody has done to them, like to their account, right? Because God doesn't do that. So we got to once again give people the benefit of the doubt. And this is, and the whole thing is, when you go and watch that old video, it wasn't so much just about him. This is anybody. If somebody come up in your church and give their life to the Lord, and you know them, you know the type of life they was living, the way they was running, you shouldn't do it to them either, right? So that's what the video really was about. Listen, let's work on what we have to work on in our own salvation. Let's pray for him, and prayerfully, he makes the right decisions. Prayerfully, he places himself around the right people that's going to be honest with him and that's going to share the word with him, right? Not that's going to cower under his, you know, the authority that he has, the money that he has. No, people that's going to be honest with him about the Lord, honest about his actions and what it is that he's doing. And that's all we can do, right? We can't assume or whatever have you until we see that fruit, until we see what it is that, you know, how can I say this? Until we see the fruit of what it is that he's doing, right? And that and this was something else I explained on that video. That doesn't mean that now you go follow all of his social media, you know, where he's at on social media to just constantly watch him and see if he messes up or not. No, we don't mean that either. No, I told him in the last video, I'm not doing it. You know, I'm going to go about my business. I'm going to pray for the brother. If I run across stuff and see stuff, then so be it. But I ain't got time to be watching Kanye and nobody else. I got to work on my own soul salvation. I got to work on my own walk. And so that was basically the gist of the video. And I dug into a lot more scriptures and everything. So please go and check it out. But the reason why I felt it was time to make this video is because we see a lot of the fruit that he's producing. We see some of the things that he's doing, and we just want to be honest about that, right? I just wanted to share. It's okay to be honest about that. It's unfortunate to see the road that he's going down. And some of you may be saying, oh, I knew it. I knew he was going to, you know, I knew he wasn't for real. And listen, I can't tell you whether he was for real or not. I heard some of the things that he said, and some of the things that I felt he said, you know, it is some of the things that we hear people say that are saved, right? I believe that there was a touch from the Lord, because how do I know? Because I know what I went through when God first touched me, even way before I gave my life to the Lord, when I was in the streets, stuff that was happening, right? Things that was going on, and I knew it was nobody but God, but yet and still, I still kept hustling. I still kept doing what I was doing. And that's just what it is, right? But we see the road that he continually go down, and we still just got to pray for him. But like I said in the last video, whether he makes the right decision or he don't, this it's no sweat off our brow. Yes, we should be concerned about him. We should be praying about him because we want to see him saved, but it's no need to stress it. There's no need to argue about it, right? There's no need to make videos to assume where he's going to end up or where he's not. Like, no, that's not what it's about. So that's what the video was about. And I want to share even some of the comments that I got from that video, because the original thing that caused me to make the video, I saw some of it happen even in the comments of the video that I made. But like I stressed in that last video, listen, stop getting so caught up on celebrities, right? Stop acting like God, you know, like they're too hard to be saved. Some of you know my testimony, right? Like some of these guys, these celebrities and stuff like that, some of them didn't even really live a wild life. We just know that they're in the industry and they're around a lot of dark things, but it's not impossible for God to save them. But at the end of the day, they got to take heed to that calling when God is knocking on that door, right? Like they got to open up that door to their heart and say, listen, here I am, Lord, I'm ready to surrender. But that's not an easy thing to do, right? When you have power, when you have money, when you have everybody at your beck and call, we touched on it in the last video dealing with the young rich ruler. The Bible said Jesus looked on him and he loved him. The Bible wanted us to know that what Jesus was getting ready to say to him was out of love. And even though Jesus was going to let him walk away, because Jesus said, listen, go sell all you got and give it to the poor and then come follow me. And the Bible said the young rich ruler, it was too hard for him to take because he had many possessions and he didn't do what Jesus said and he walked away. And Jesus didn't stop him. He didn't say, hold up, just get rid of half of your stuff. He said, no, go sell everything and give it to the poor. Why? Because I know that your money has you. You don't have your money. Your money has you. Money is a problem. Your possessions is a problem for you. But if you give that up, you're going to find something greater. He was not able to do that. And that's what we see with a lot of celebrities. It's not so much that Satan has this eternal hold on them. And I said I'm not going to get into it. It's not time yet. But just a little tidbit. The Bible absolutely talks about Satan having children, right? But what we have to understand is that everybody that's making a commitment to Satan and that's getting into these packs and allowing what I believe to be some of Satan's children to talk them into these things, some of these higher up people, it doesn't mean that it's over for them. But the sacrifice that they're going to have to make in order to come out of that, that's the thing they struggle with. Because when God says, listen, you got to leave all that behind, if that's what he says, that power, that notoriety, you know, that pride, you know, when you're coming in and everybody's calling out your name, when God says, no, you got to let them know you ain't all that, right? Like, it ain't all about you. That's going to be a hard thing for somebody to give up, even maybe over the money, right? So we have to understand that, listen, God can save anybody, anybody. Nobody's too hard for God to save. Jesus said that himself when that same young rich ruler walked away and he started conversating with the disciples. Nobody's too hard to save. But when we look at these individuals and we see the decisions they make after they make these confessions, all we could do is pray for them. But we're going to be honest about what we see, right? We're not going to act like Kanye not bugging. He absolutely is bugging. And this is why, what I said in the last video, this is why you got to let things play out. If he go on to do what the Lord says, then glory be to God. If he don't, glory be to God anyhow. But look what happened early on, because sometimes we too quick to jump on people's trains. Everybody, they want to be a part of Sunday services, pastors having them coming in. And then we see that he got into it with some of them, right? Let God deal with people, right? Let's not make people think that because of who they are, what they're doing is okay. Nah, somebody, and I'm not saying that nobody didn't, but you got to say this, brother. Listen, brother, you need to relax. You know what I'm saying? Let the Lord do what he got to do in you. You know, there will come a time if you feel there's a calling on your life to lead or do whatever, that time will come. But it takes getting in that word. It takes, you know, fasting, spending time with the Lord. It takes sacrifice. It takes suffering. It takes a lot. It's not just an overnight thing. We see what happened with Mace. When he started talking about the Lord and that he was saved, what happened? They put him up, put him in a leadership position and all these different things. And now we see Mace, right? We see some of the things he's doing. So listen, we got to let people develop. We got to let the Lord deal with them. But we shouldn't be in the background arguing about whether they saved or not, trying to prove something. It's like, nah, but I want to read some of these comments to you. And then I'm going to let you guys go on this podcast. But I made this podcast because when I made that last one, you know, posted that question, is Kanye West saved? It wasn't, once again, to answer the question. It was just something that was put out there to let them know, like, listen, I don't know. And I don't think you know yet either, even though some people were saying, yo, I know for a fact. But listen, until we leave this earth, we don't really know what's going to happen or where people are going to end up. We don't know if his life is going to change a month or 2 or 3 months from now. If it don't, either way, glory be to God, right? But there's no need for us to be arguing over it. It's no need for us to be condemning somebody and putting them, you know, already in hell when they're still around and they're still alive. You know, I did a lot of crazy things when God was dealing with me and calling me. I shared a little of this testimony. I won't dig into it. But when I had lost my mind from smoking PCP and was bugging and stuff like that, I told you guys before, I ran into a friend of mine while I was saved that I grew up with. We came up from little together. And I must have ran into him in my time being on the streets and going through in my mind. And he said, yo, you don't remember. Now we're talking with me being saved. I'm excited to see him. Yo, bro, I'm years saved now. And he tells me, listen, you don't remember that you told me one time when you seen me when you was bugging that Satan was our father. Now, what you have to understand about me is that before, even when I was in the streets wilding, even when I was in the gang, even when I was making music, I never was somebody that glorified God. I mean, glorified the devil. You know, I respected God. I went to church with my mother, but I never glorified the devil. I never wrote raps like, yo, that Satan is my boy. You know, all that bugged out stuff. I never was on that. I was never on that type of time. But yet here I am going through what I'm going through. And now understanding that Satan was trying to destroy me, I'm telling people he our father. So when we're going through in our mind, when we're going through these spiritual battles, we're going to do all types of crazy stuff. But It all depends on what side are we going to end up on, right? Like, when are we going to listen to that still small voice? When are we going to separate ourselves from certain type of people until we get to where we need to get to? And that's just the same situation with Kanye, right? And once again, we're not here to put him in heaven or hell or determine that, but we are here to be honest with what we see. And this is why, once again, you just don't jump on a bandwagon and start running with somebody. You give them time and let the Lord deal with them. You don't let somebody say, oh, I'm saved, that you knew wasn't saved all this time. I'm starting a ministry. And then you just follow them into ministry and run with them. This is how people lose their life. We got videos right now on YouTube where they're talking about young guys that have cults, that have cost people their lives. And these are people that they knew their history, they knew where they came from. And if they popping up out of nowhere saying, listen, I'm X, Y, and Z, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt, but I'm not following after you until I see some fruit, until I know what's really going on here. And that's the problem with people. We see these celebrities and it's like, you know, we got to be the hero. We got to be the churches to bring in the choir, the Sunday service choir, and bring this and that. No, sometimes we just got to fall back and let God do what he needs to do and not just try to get in on the, I was the one that helped Justin Bieber get, get saved or whatever happened. I was the one that helped Kanye. It's like, nah, that's not what this stuff is about. But I want to share some of these comments with you, and I promise you, we're going to hop off the podcast. But listen, God has been merciful to me, and I know many of you, he's been merciful to you. You know, there's things I'm sure that you've done that you don't want anybody to know about, that you're ashamed of, that God wiped that slate clean. He threw it in the sea of forgetfulness. He showed us love. That's all God asks us, is to show other people love. Give them the benefit of the doubt. We don't sugarcoat no sin. We don't act like it's not happening. If you're sinning, it is what it is, and we're going to be honest with you, but at the end of the day, we're going to pray for you. But here are some of the comments that was on the video that I made last about Kanye. First comment, this is what someone said, and I'm not going to say their names. It says, well, and this was them commenting to the video, is Kanye West saved? Well, a tree is known by its fruit. Matthew 7:16-20. Let's just pray for him as someone prayed for us. And I love that comment. Because for one, he says, listen, a tree is known by its fruit. So eventually we're going to see what this tree produces, what kind of fruit it produces. But in the meantime, let's just pray for him just like somebody prayed for us. That's what this is about, right? That's what it's all about. Just giving somebody else the benefit of the doubt. Comment two, definitely praying for him. And super excited to see what God has in store for Kanye. That's the spirit and attitude we should have. Comment three, amen. Praise God for Kanye's profession of faith. To God be the glory. Nothing wrong with that. Once again, we're going to sit. We're going to pray. We pray that this thing plays out the way that we believe in it to pray out for, that we're touching and agreeing for, right? Comment four, people, this is the last hour. Please make sure you are saved and your house is in order. If he repented and called on the name Jesus, it's not our business. It's God's business. I love that too, because he's saying, listen, I ain't got time to be following him around and figuring out what it is that he's doing. I got to work on my own soul salvation. I got to work on what it is that God has called me to do. I got to make sure I finish the work God has called me to do. He's not saying, oh, if I see him bugging, I'm going to act like he's not bugging. That's not what he's saying. But he's saying, listen, I can't focus on him, right? If God wants me to know something about him, he'll bring it to my attention. But we have people that like to follow these individuals and make videos off of what they're doing wrong and what they're not. And a lot of times it's because of monetization, it's because of money, if we're going to be honest, right? Who doesn't want to just be able to make videos and earn a living? I know that's what I would like to do. I'm not there yet. I work. I still work. You know, I work more than I make videos. I would like to be there, but I don't want to make it off the back of somebody else's turmoil and them going through. And I'm not saying news shouldn't be reported when things happen, but some of these people that's making videos, just listening to them, sometimes the intentions don't sound genuine. Amen. But comment five says, or he's helping set up one world religion that is ripe. An apostate church and the falling away is here. He could be setting up for the Antichrist beast system. I'm giving you all another side to look at, and that's fine. We mustn't be deceived. We are living in the very last days with 100% certainty. And he's absolutely right. We are. And we should not be deceived. That's why we watch as well as pray, right? That's why we be sober and we be vigilant. I don't necessarily have a problem with him saying that because we don't know, right? That was the whole point of me making the video. We don't know. But if we stay vigilant, if we stay on our square, if we stay in our word, if we stay standing tall in the word of God, standing tall in prayer, fasting, asking God, listen, give me that discerning spirit. God will do that. Nobody's not going to pull the wool over our eyes. And listen to a response that somebody responded to that comment. Finally, someone with some sense. His salvation is between him and our Lord, and it should not be in the eyes of the public. That was somebody's comment to that. Finally, someone with some sense, right? So, you know, basically they were saying, listen, maybe they were reading other comments and they're saying, listen, finally, somebody that's speaking my language, because maybe this individual may feel like he isn't there. I don't know. But listen to what comment six says. It says, we all have done wrong in our lives. Absolutely. So who are we as humans to judge others when it is only God's job to make that judgment? It is our job as a true servant and a faithful Christian of the most amazing man that ever walked this earth is to shed our light to the world, not to make any sort of judgment call. That was a comment that was made. And for the most part, I understand exactly where they're coming from. But listen to this response, because I think that this response is powerful. Somebody responded and said, not true. We are supposed to judge righteously. We will judge angels and the world. Read the Bible. However, whether he is saved is between him and God. We can't judge, meaning sentence him to heaven or hell. And that's the absolute truth. I love this response. And we're going to dig into why. They said, listen, we can't judge, meaning send him to heaven or hell. We can't condemn him and say, yo, he's done. And that's what I just said a little while ago. As long as he's alive, I can't say he's done. Right? Because God is an amazing God, man. God does things that blows our minds, right? We see Paul. Paul was killing other Christians, the same one that we read in scriptures from. He was killing other Christians, you know, he was killing Christians and killing the church, you know, people in the church and doing all types of things before he was converted, right? And yet now we see Paul and his conversion and him writing the third of the New Testament and some of the most amazing scriptures that we've ever read, right? Because God, you know, intervened in his life, took over his life. He took heed to what God was calling him to do, did that. And he said he labored harder than all the others that was there before him. Right. So we don't know what God has in store for anybody. So I love this comment. Like, listen, we ain't trying to send something to heaven or hell, but we're going to be honest with about what we see. Right. And we're going to judge righteously if we see something that's truth. And I'm getting a little ahead of myself. But listen to what they go on to say. Our character judges. Our attitude judges, our demeanor judges, and so much more. This is what we should do. Pray. And I'm going to share this last scripture and one more comment, and we're going to close here. But I love that response. And I loved even the comment from the person that commented before that, because I understood what they were trying to say. Listen, we don't want to be judging them and getting on them. We want to just make sure we shed the light of the Lord. I understood what they were saying, but this person that came back with this response was a great response, because you have a lot of people saved and not saved that think that there isn't a time that we are able to judge when there absolutely is. And I'm going to share a story with you where this happened. When you get a chance, read it in its entirety. I'm not going to be able to do that for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. This is when Paul was dealing with a situation where a guy was sleeping with his mother-in-law. He was sleeping with his father's wife. And Paul said, listen, I'm going to judge this situation. And I'm going to, you know, not only judge it, but I'm going to tell you what to do with this individual, right? When you get a chance, go and read it. 1 Corinthians 5. But I want to read something that he said towards the end, just to shed light on what this individual, you know, the one that responded, just to shed light on what they were trying to say, or what, not trying to say, what they said. But we want to shed light on it through scripture. It says, Paul says, I wrote unto you in an epistle, not to company with fornicators. He said, listen, I wrote to you in an epistle, not to company with fornicators, meaning not to hang out with fornicators, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners or with idolaters, for then must she needs go out of the world. So he said, listen, I'm not talking about all fornicators or all idolaters or all extortioners. He said, if I was talking about that, you would have to somehow like leave this world altogether. But he goes on to say in verse 11, listen, but now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator or covetous or an idolater or a railer or a drunkard or an extortioner. With such an one, know not to eat. So he says, listen, you know a brother like this, you shouldn't even be eating with him. This is how serious it is, right? He says, for what have I to do to judge them also that are without? He says, listen, what do I have to do with judging those that are in the world, those that are outside of the family? Do not ye judge them that are within? Ooh, this is Paul talking. This is scripture. But them that are without, God judgeth. Therefore, put away from among yourselves that wicked person. So when we have somebody in the body of Christ or saying that they claim Jesus is Lord, and we see them and we admonish them, we believe them to be a brother or sister in Christ because of their confession, because of what it is that they're saying. If we see them do something where we have facts, we have a right to say something about that. That don't mean that you go around and make YouTube videos about it or say it to their cousin or to their aunt. No, you have a right to address them. You may have to address the whole church if it's a situation in the church, but that's a righteous judgment, right? Because you have facts. What God doesn't like is when we judge and we don't have full facts, when we make statements and we don't have full facts. But when you have facts like Paul had here, where he knew without a shadow of a doubt, this guy was sleeping with his mother-in-law. No, this has to be addressed, right? Because if you guys are saying you are brothers and sisters in Christ and you're doing this, no, we need to deal with this. So I love what that young lady was saying, because listen, there is a time and a place that we have to be honest about sin and sometimes have to, you know, get in somebody's face and be honest with what it is that they're doing. Paul had to do it with Peter. Like, this is real stuff right here. So when we see Kanye make these confessions or anybody making these confessions and they're doing some of the things we see him doing or they're doing some other stuff, we got to be honest about it, right? And if we have an opportunity to be his friend or be somebody close to him, we should address that. We should be able to talk to him, not try to blast him out or make a video to get mad views and money, but to say to him, listen, brother, what you're doing, it's not lining up with the word of God. If you're saying that this is who you are and this is who you live for, it's not lining up. Right. But you'll have people say, oh, only God could judge me. No. That's not true. You know, you hear that a lot and people say that a lot because what they're saying to you is, listen, don't say nothing to me about what it is that I'm doing. But the Bible says that if I truly love you as a brother and sister in Christ, then I'm going to say something to you, or at least speak to somebody else that can say something to you that might could get through to you, because I don't want that blood on my hands and I don't want to see you die in your sin. I don't want to see you go to hell. So that response was a beautiful response. It was a wise response. It was a biblical response, because you got people that act like you can't say nothing to them. But if we got facts, if we know without a shadow of a doubt that this is something that you've done, we can definitely speak to it. But there's a way to speak to it in the spirit of meekness, right? It don't have to be in a nasty way. It don't have to be in a humiliating way. So that's another thing. It's done in the right spirit. And Paul did this in the right spirit. But this is the last comment that I'm going to share. I'm going to get out of here. Comment 7 was, what salvation? This is what the last person said. What salvation? For that to be true, he would need to repent first. This has never happened. Whether it happened or not, I can't speak to it. And I think I understand what they mean by repent, meaning like to truly turn. But at this particular time, when he started talking about, you know, him being with the Lord and stuff like that, it was fresh, right? Like I said, we seen little things that he was doing that we didn't agree with, but I did that right before God fully delivered me. So to me, that wasn't like a total red flag that he's not living for the Lord. But what we see now, unfortunately, that's what it is, right? Like he has to truly go before God and just truly allow God to have his way in him. We're going to continue to pray for him. He's still alive, so we're not going to condemn him to hell and say that he's going to hell and that he's finished. It's never over until you're dead. Amen. Because God can do whatever he want. And when he explained to the disciples, when that young man walked away, that young rich ruler walked away, he says, listen, he says, you know, because they was like, because when he said to them, he said, he that trusteth in riches, you know, it's going to be hard for him to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And the disciples asked the question, well, who could be saved? And they like, man, this is crazy. And Jesus said, listen, with God, you know, with man, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. The people that you think are impossible to get to, with God, all things are possible. Why? Because he created them. He know what's really going on with them in their head and in their heart. So I pray that this encouraged you. Continue to pray for Kanye and whoever else you may know, celebrity or not, that's, you know, struggling with the calling that God may have on their life, or God is knocking at that door and they're not opening and responding to his voice. Pray for them, you know, that they get in the house and that they make the right choice before it's too late, because that's what this life is about making the choice. Are you going to be on God's side or you're going to be on the devil's side? But know that I love you guys. And until the next time we hop on the podcast together, Shalom.